Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking with Jason Smith. He's the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. He joins us on the, I guess it's the third Thursday of each month, and always a pleasure to have him. We're talking businesses and how they're managing through here in COVID-19, and you know, a lot of restrictions still are in place, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here in segment number two, and kind of what you're hearing from businesses.
Yeah, well, I think first of all, and just to make this clear, I don't think any business that I have talked to wants to do anything recklessly and create a situation where we have to go backwards. So I think that's the number one important thing I think to consider as we have this dialogue. But we know vaccines continue to be rolled out, and I want to compliment the state of Kansas and Raleigh County and Pottawatomie County, because from what I hear from some of my peers in other places, it sounds like that we're ahead of a lot of places and getting those out quickly. And so kudos to them for that. And we also see cases that are on the decline. And so we are encouraging the commission and Raleigh County Health Department and whomever else is responsible for evaluating the local health orders to take a look at what is in place right now and see where some adjustments can be made. And I know Julie has said that on the radio that they are looking at that right now. And I know the commission has told us that they're open to that as well. But I think the critical factors from our mind are we have got to start thinking about when these restrictions are going to start loosening. And the thing that we are encouraging everyone to do is let's establish the metrics and that are going to be used to determine when those things are going to happen. Right now, we have a number of businesses, whether it's because of reduced hours or whether it's because reduced capacity because of social distancing, or in the case of some hotels, the limit on how many they can have for meetings, that are really, really struggling. I don't think we want to recklessly say, let's get rid of all the restrictions, but I do think that at some point we have to sit down and be able to relay to a business, here's when we anticipate those restrictions may be lessened, and here's how we're going to evaluate it. And so the things in particular that we're hearing from a variety of different businesses that are challenges, obviously our bars are concerned about the curfew or the mandatory closing at 12:30. And that's something that I think that needs to be starting to discuss. I mean, we don't have any other business where we force them to close at their peak hours. And I know there's viable reasons for that, but I think it's something that needs to be discussed. When or if are there going to be situations where businesses can, particularly restaurants who have to seat tables 6 feet apart, which reduces capacity in some cases by more than half. When are some of those things going to be relaxed where they can get a few more people in? I know that creates problems, because if you think about it, their lunch and dinner time is, or their busy time. And when it's not like you can spread that out over an entire day, if you get restricted during your busy time, then it becomes a big challenge for you as well. The other thing from the hotel standpoint, we know that right now there's a 50 person limit on gatherings, and they are considering applications if you have more than that. And we're hearing right now that they're limiting our conference center, which can hold well over 1,000 people, to 15% capacity. We're asking that they maybe take a look at that and see about raising that. We think in some cases you can socially distance up to 9 feet and still have 25% capacity. And so is there something that we can do there? And then the other thing that we've heard on meetings that we've lost, and particularly from organizations or businesses that are doing trainings or some kind of professional development or conferences, Once you're in a facility and seated, and if you're 6 feet away from everybody, our mask ordinance and says you still have to keep your mask on. And we have lost some businesses who because there are other places who are allowing, once you sit, as long as you don't get back up, similar to how you do when you eat, that you can remove your mask for those sessions. And so that's something else that we've asked the county to take a look at. And so it's obviously extremely difficult decision, and I don't envy any of our health officials or any of our elected officials who have to make those decisions, because it's a delicate balance, and we recognize that, and that's why we've not been, like some places, we've not really pushed the envelope on any of that, and we won't push the envelope necessarily. We just think it's time to set the metrics so that our businesses can start planning, you know, that if the trends continue the way they are, both with vaccinations and decreases in cases, that they'll have some rough idea when they can start getting back to a more normal way of doing business. And so we're hopeful that we're moving forward. We think that based on what we've heard from the local health officials and elected officials, we think that they are moving in that direction. And so we want to applaud them for that and encourage them to think about our business community when they put these together and understand that if we lose them, they may not come back and we may not be able to replace them. So whatever we can do to try to keep our small locally owned businesses going, whatever we can do safely, I think that's what we need to try to do.
And I think the one real challenge here we're going to have getting, you know, some of these restrictions lifted is, you know, well, there's a lot of unknowns. We don't know who's vaccinated, who's not. Is that part of maybe the discussion there too? Is there, you know, if you go into a business, you can maybe show something that says, hey, I've received my vaccine or something like that.
Yeah, we've not heard any of that, and that's not something that we're, I mean, you know, there's a lot of discussion around vaccines. We're not gathering in that. And I think at the end of the day, there's got to be a metric. There's got to be metrics that officials are using to make these determinations, right? It has to be science-based. And it has to be based on numbers. And so we're just asking, let's establish what the numbers are for reopening, so that people understand what it is. It's like, you know, I had a business call me the other day and say, is this going to be like this forever? I mean, we don't hear anything. And I think our question is, well, okay, no, it's, we need to have these restrictions to keep us safe. But at what point, do the numbers show that we can start to relax those a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I know there's a target date here, April 1st. That's when the mask mandate, at least in the city of Manhattan, is set to expire. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. So obviously these are good conversations to have in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. And what I've heard from particularly the businesses that have been hit by the restrictions the hardest is the mask mandate is fine if they can get some relaxation of some of these other restrictions. For instance, I had a restaurateur tell me, you know, we'll keep our staff and everybody in masks if you can just give me a few more customers, and otherwise, you know, I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to hold on. And that's a viable concern, I think, for them. So we've not heard a lot of conversations from any of our members about changing the mask ordinance, particularly before school's out. But I mean, obviously, we'll continue to visit with our members and gauge their feelings on that. But that's an important issue that's coming up in front of the city commission on March 2nd. And so we hope that they're real thoughtful about. Again, the only mask issue that we've heard is this. If I'm sitting 6 feet from anybody, if I can't take my mask off, we may take our meeting business somewhere else where they'll let us. And that's fine if that's the direction we want to go. I just think everybody needs to be aware that it's costing us economically, and there are other places that are letting people do that.
Here we're speaking with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. We're going to take our next break, but we'll come back. talk about some other things here going on in Manhattan. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.